This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving. Gorgeous human being, it is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast, and it feels good to be back. I've had a week off. There was no podcast episode on Christmas Day, and it feels actually like divine and perfect timing, of course, for me to be sat here. I think that you're going to receive this episode on New Year's Day. And it feels perfect timing because I have so needed the break between Christmas and New Year this year. I feel like even though I have taken it off, in inverted commas, over the last couple of years, I'm still a little bit available. And this year, I haven't been really available at all. And I've needed to not be. It's been quite an interesting time because the kids have had their first Christmas not with me in our home together. So I was with them. I went to my ex's sister's and we had a really, really lovely time. But they were at Jerome's in the lead up to Christmas. And so it's just felt a little bit less Christmassy than usual for me, which is fine because we're making up for it with a little bit of a New Year's Eve party. But I think that the usual energy that I have over the holiday period has just been very different this year. There's almost been a little bit of a renaissance. I've been like, I went out on Christmas Eve with friends that I have known for 20 years. This is, well, actually 25 years. This is what we used to do when we were like 17, 18, 19, go out, drink lots, and then have horrendous Christmas days. That is not what we did this time because we've all got, or many of us have got kids and families and responsibilities. And we like Christmas Day. We don't want to spoil it. But being out with all of my old school friends, the OGs, that was really beautiful. And then being with my ex's family and actually it feeling good. It feeling, because it didn't always used to feel good. I used to sometimes feel quite uncomfortable, like I needed to put on a show, or I didn't quite feel as included as I wanted to feel in those family gatherings. And so in the lead up to Christmas this year, for a good couple of months, there was a little bit of anxiety around how I was going to be received, what it was going to be like, what I was going to feel like, whether, you know, what the dynamic would be like between Jerome and I, all of that. I made up a little bit of drama in my mind about how it was going to be. And actually, it was really beautiful. And the kids just had an amazing time. Their cousins were there. And it was exactly as it should be for this now modern family. And I have no idea what it's going to be like next year. I know that next year will be at my house. It'll be my turn to have the kids. And yeah, I have no idea what that will look like in terms of the extension of the family and whether Jerome wants to come to us. The door will always be open. But this year it was good, but it was different. And my energy around it has felt different. And what's interesting about today is that I feel that there was a piercing of the veil. There was a mini breakthrough that I needed to have, and it came through doing my reflections. If you haven't done this yet, I really recommend you making your 2022 reel. Like if you're on Instagram, go through and make the reel where it's like January, February, March. And if you're not on Instagram, go and look at your photos, but put it onto the month setting so that you can see exactly what you were doing every single month of the year. And what I realized as I looked through all of my months is that I traveled in 2022 every single month of the year except for January and December. I left this country. And it's interesting because I was on Match.com the other day and there was a profile that was really interesting, except for one thing that he said is that I'm not so bothered about traveling. I feel that people that need to always be getting away are trying to escape something. And I'm really quite happy where I am. And I thought to myself, I wonder if he's open to seeing things differently. Not that I'm the person to be supporting him in that, but I don't travel to escape. I travel because I love exploring. You know, I feel so fortunate to love my home and love where I live in the country, but I love exploring. I love meeting new people. I love being in new environments and different environments. It's so expansive for me and it pulls all of those creative or pushes all of those creative buttons for me. It's so beautiful. And I saw another quote actually this morning about travel. I'm going to butcher this. I can't remember it exactly, but it's something like, I don't travel to escape my life. I travel to live my life. Something like that. And I thought, yes, that is it. It's an extra layer of living for me. And what came through was just a huge amount of gratitude. I was saying to my women in the Ascend Mastermind that there was a slight bit of, I suppose, lack frequency when I was looking at the year because we haven't exceeded what we did last year financially. And the only time that I haven't done that is, well, 1 year, 2019. And it annoyed me so much that we went on to then do a million. So I can take some of that energy, like the let's do this energy, into 2023. But there was a part of me that was feeling a little bit like, oh, maybe it's not like, not what have I done wrong, but like, yeah, well, like, it's not quite what I wanted. And then I look at what this year has been for me and what this business has supported me in creating and living and achieving this year. And it actually made me feel quite emotional because what I see as I take the step back and I look at it, I'm just like, 2022 was a healing year for me. And it's funny, I was chatting to one of my mentors. She divides the years into buckets. So some years are cleansing years, some years are building years, and some years are scaling years. And I remember she asked me before Christmas, like, what do you feel like this year has been for you? And I said, a cleansing year. However, when I look at it, when I see the visual representation of where I've been and I remember, I'm able to tune into the energy of those moments. This year has been a healing year for me, you know, and I really needed that after 2021 and the separation. I needed to live. And wow, what a year. There has been so much living. And even as I was compiling that reel, it was like, which memory is the memory that I want to use to represent this month? Because even outside of all of the travel, there have been so many things personally, like personal outside of personal travel that I could have shared. So many things professionally that happened, you know, Expert Empires in September, Necker Island, getting the book deal, the relaunch of the podcast, like incredible clients, just so many things that I could have celebrated in that reel. It was overwhelming how full 2022 and how generous 2022 has been to me. And I think that the biggest lesson really that has just been embedding deeper and deeper and deeper this entire year, and then certainly as we move into the energy of 2023, is the importance of me living infinite receiving. I really want you to understand it's not just the name of my podcast. It's not just a book. It's not just a course. It's not just a certification program. It is life. And when I forget this philosophy for living, and when I fail to put it into practice, life is not as rich, literally. It is not as rich. It is easy to get into that lack frequency. It's easy to doubt. It's easy to feel alone. It's easy to feel not good enough. What I know when I deepen into the teachings, when I live from a day-by-day basis, everything feels so much more rich, expansive, wealthy. There is so much more gratitude. There is so much more appreciation. There is so much more love. There's so much more fun. There's so much more laughter. Like, life from this place of living is so much more exquisite. And when I look at this year, it has been the year of infinitely receiving. It has been so, so beautiful. And at the same time, it would be very easy for me to be like, oh, well, because we didn't cross over 2 million this year, it's not been a successful year. And I think that we do this all of the time. It's the yeah, but. It's the drama. It's the it's the lack frequency. It's sneaky and subversive. 2023 is, I'm not going to say it's about eliminating. It's eliminating the lack frequency, because we're everything, right? Lack is part of the experience of life. So if I were to try to eliminate it, I would be denying part of life. So that's not the mission. But the mission is, how much more deeply can I be the embodiment of infinite receiving and really design a field where anybody who comes into my space is immediately positively impacted by the frequency of infinite receiving. That's the mission for this year. There's more. I feel like there's more to come through, so I will be journaling on this later. But I feel excited. I hope you can hear it in my voice. I feel excited. There are so many incredible things coming up in 2023. There are so many ways for us to connect. There are so many ways for us to work together, both low cost right through to premium, top access, incredible experiences. My desire, my hope, my wish is for you to stop wavering, to stop swimming in your doubt about whether you can create the life that you desire to create. My desire is for you to really keep your eyes open to not only all of the things that are around you right now, but any ways that we are able to connect and work together in order to help you really become the embodiment of infinite receiving too. This is my life's work. This is the legacy work. This is what I want people to remember me for. And that means that we have to play together. And I'm excited about that prospect. So I want to say to you, Happy New Year. I've got some amazing things coming up just with the podcast, so keep them peeled. If you haven't left me a review, please leave me a review and please press the follow button so we can encourage Apple and Spotify to share the magic of this podcast with more and more people. You know, that is what we're looking for. Happy New Year. Here's to the most incredible next cycle around the sun. And please remember that faith plus action equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activateinfiniteReceiving.